We want to turn now to some domestic news. 2014 was the best year for new job creation in the United States since 1999. The U.S. Labor Department came out with its latest jobs report today. It shows that employers beat economist predictions once again. The employers added 252,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate fell another 0.2 point. It's down to 5.6%. The news, though, was not all good. Here to explain all of this to us is Marilyn Giwax, business news editor with NPR in Washington. It's a big report, Marilyn, so start off with the good news. Who was hiring in December?
Pretty much everybody. It was great for an across-the-board hiring spree: construction, restaurants, business services, manufacturing, healthcare. You know, really, December capped off a very healthy autumn for hiring. The Labor Department actually revised up its estimates for October and November, which were already really strong. So in the end, we had a 5.6% unemployment rate, and that's good. But if you look at just those two top-line things, job creation and the unemployment rate, then it looks like the labor market is bright again. But if you look below the surface, then you see, actually, it's not so great out there.
Not so great out there because of a continuing problem of stagnant wages. What is the report and the latest figures? What are they telling you about that?
It's so frustrating. You know, the economy seems like it's on this roll. You know, it's growing pretty quickly. But in December, the average wages fell by a nickel an hour. And so it was down to $24.57. That's the sound of me hitting myself in the forehead, me and all the economics professors
out there.
Don't
take it out on yourself.
But, you know, if you were an economics professor, you teach your students that if employers are hiring more workers, then they're going to have to pay more to attract talent. And yet, when we look at this report, you see it's just not happening. Wages are still ticking down a little bit. And also, this labor force participation rate has slipped. So, in other words, people are choosing to drop out or they're retiring. And that leaves economists having to spin out various theories to try to explain that.
Okay, explain it, please. Marilyn, what do you find the most convincing theory?
Well, you know, there's lots of different theories. But a lot of the people who are leaving the workforce really are these retiring baby boomers. And when they leave, they have the better skills, they have the better paychecks, they get replaced by younger people with lower skills, spotty employment histories. So there are a lot of people who are willing to take a job and are just glad to get anything. They're willing to work for less. And don't forget, we have a lot of tough competition out there because there's a global workforce, new technologies. Every employer knows they have an option to outsource. They can automate. So workers are just not in a strong position to negotiate for raises. There are a whole lot of people out there who are going to take whatever they can get because they're just not in a position to demand more.
Okay, thank you once again, Marilyn Giwax, Senior Business Editor for NPR News with the latest jobs report that came out today that shows the unemployment rate down to 5.6%. Thank you, Marilyn.
Oh, you're welcome.